We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
Hey guys, you know who we haven't talked to in a while? Your people.
My people.
Good looking,
charming, intelligent.
Oh. You know, Aurora.
Rich. Southeast Aurora. Okay, my people. Southeast Aurora.
It's really more my people. Because from the time I was born, I've lived somewhere that is white trash.
Oh, Longmont, Colorado.
I hate calling my home city.
Oh, I'm sorry, Commerce City, Colorado.
And now Commerce City. Like, when you think...
Sorry.
What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Commerce City?
Oh, belching smoke, like, from factories.
I'm not in that part of the town.
I thought you were right next to the Purina plant.
I'm not next to the... Purina's not in Commerce City. Oh, my God, we're off topic!
Because your house smells like the Purina plant.
It does.
Ew, it does?
It does not.
Mojo would be hungry all the time.
He would not. Here's the thing. When I moved to Commerce City, it was like a city ordinance where you had to get like an IROC or some old type of Camaro up on blocks in your front yard.
Mandatory.
Or you weren't fitting
Mandatory.
In. It was like part of like...
It's HOA.
HOA was like, you seem to have too much landscaping. You need a swing set with an engine hanging off of it.
As a cherry picker.
It was like, it's literally the way
Commerce City
works. So we want to talk to people who live in Commerce City or Aurora or wherever who kind of have like a white trashiness to them.
Okay, there we go.
We call this My Life is White Trash Newsflash, but I can't find the music. So I mean, I tried really. Hold on, I got it.
Nice. Yeehaw. Commerce City. This is the soundtrack of Commerce City.
All right, so everybody confess. You got anything? What? How is your life?
Well, you said only one time, and then you helped me cure my... I owe you for curing me of my white trashiness.
Okay.
Because I never owned like a brownie pan or anything to bake, like a bread... I don't know, what do you bake in and stuff like that?
This is true.
So I would take tin foil or aluminum foil.
Oh, no.
And I would fold up the corners of a sheet and pour my batter in there. It would hold it together, and I would put it in the oven. That used to be my baking sheet pan. But then... Slacker went out.
And I went out and bought him brownie pants.
You did.
Several different
cookie
muffin
sheets,
tins.
Muffin tins.
And I got you all that stuff.
Thank you. So
I'm
you
just
cured
shocked
me.
That he's baking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, Amber. Steve gets mind bent, probably on the weekends. Gets a huge batch of, I'm guessing, Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
Or Duncan Hines. Are you
nice
brand loyal?
I got very
on
excited.
Your brownies?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I am.
Puts them in his makeshift aluminum foil pan.
Yeah.
And cooks them for maybe a third of the time recommended on the box.
Knows me too well. Whatever batter does make it to my little, yes, that's how.
In your little tinfoil pan, wow.
I know it was white trashy, but.
My family was so white trash that when I was growing up, we have a camper in my backyard that we probably haven't used in so many years that it is slowly but surely sinking into the ground.
Nice.
And it sunk into the ground far enough that we started to just stack firewood around it. So we have all our firewood stacked around it. And then my dad would change his own oil. So then we have a huge pan of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the firewood.
Of course.
Next to the sunken camper. So that then on the 4th of July, when people are shooting off fireworks and one errant one gets into the oil, it lights the wood on fire, which lights the camper on fire, which we put out with water. And now it's all just still there sitting.
Oh, oil and water mixing. Wow.
Yeah, no. So my parents' backyard to this day has a half sunken, half burnt.
Oh, my God.
I want this to not be true. But it is.
You guys were that family.
We are that family.
Wow.
There's no HOAs in our hood. But here's the thing. I've admitted my thing. Amber's claiming she doesn't have any.
I'm sure I do. I'm just saying.
She's above white trash.
No, that is, well.
We're going to let you guys take this over. If you are white trash newsflash, we want to know what makes you so trashy. This story we should have used in our stupid news.
Okay.
This dude is so white trash. They caught an alligator. By the way, he's going to go to jail for this.
I think I know what story you're going to.
He caught an alligator and then held its mouth open and fed it beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this in Florida?
It has to be.
Where else would it be?
There's nowhere else it could be.
It tried to bite him during the entire thing. He has been charged with unlawfully taking an alligator, but I'm trying to figure out why?
Exactly.
What's your end game?
An alligator drunk and torture it? What the heck?
Yeah, watch it stumble around.
Worst case scenario, you've got an angry, drunk alligator.
Right.
Who doesn't know what it's attacking or what it's doing. By the way, have you ever eaten roadkill? That's a big question that
like it's been lying on the side.
Because that is one of the calls.
Very white trash, right?
Have you done it?
No.
Oh, this is like a delicacy in Florida, right?
No, it's in certain cities, but I've eaten it. I've eaten, like, my family lived on a deer that's like somebody found on the side of the road.
What?
It was still twitching a little bit.
Come on.
No, I mean, it was just barely dead.
So it was still fresh.
Wouldn't you rather?
I think a deer is not as bad as, you know, like.
Squirrel.
Or a skunk or, I don't know, something weird.
Awesome.
I don't know what people are eating off the side of the road.
But I mean, the deer.
At least it got use and didn't.
And it was fresh. It wasn't that old.
It was definitely
vain.
Fresh enough.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was still twitching.
And my dad had to, like, because he was the hunter in the neighborhood. Everybody knew him. And they were like, Lou, there's a dead deer up on 66. And he went up and
hauled it back and
drug it back.
That's venison.
Didn't have a tag for it or anything, but we didn't get in trouble. So
that's cool.
That was before the burned out camper. One more, and then we're going to take your calls. Somebody used a cheese grater to remove a tattoo.
Oh,
whatever. No way.
Jeez.
He's a 21-year-old dude from Argentina. Apparently he did it a couple years ago, but a video has surfaced that shows his arm before and after the procedure.
You got to go deep on that.
He had the tattoo done a week earlier, and he wanted to join the police, and they didn't allow tattoos.
So he had to hurry up.
Wow.
He
literally white trash surgeried himself.
Not the wire little cutter, cheese belt.
No, the actual lemon zester or whatever, and just went to town on it.
That's super intense.
So these are the things we're looking for. Eating roadkill, doing self-surgeries, cars on blocks in your front yard, uncle married to your sit-ups. It's
like
when your family tree gets a little too straight.
A little stumpy.
Yeah, if your life is white trash, newsflash, we want to hear why. Brody.
Yay.
You are disguised. This must be good. Your life is white trash. Newsflash.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. I wanted to tell you guys a little story about my childhood when I was growing up down there in Purgatory in southern Colorado.
Okay.
I was living on a just off the ski range. So we had a lot of land. We had a lot of time to ourselves in the off season. And my dad used to make these hot dogs. They were delicious. I mean, he used to just really cook them up on the grill and everything. And they were kind of a family tradition until, I don't know, I guess I was like 16, 17. Found the stash of what he was making them with, and he was actually going out in the dirt, getting worms, and grinding them up.
No way!
God!
No. There's no way!
Oh, God, no!
What?
No!
Yeah, I mean, it was actually to the point where I was trying to get him to go into business.
Oh, God, no!
A hot dog cart of worm?
Oh, God! No.
That is white trash.
Oh, God. I was like.
That's illegal.
I was going roadkill or something, but I wasn't ready for worms at all. I'm like.
Yeah, Brody.
Brody, seek help. Like, both medical and mental. Like, that is.
That is nice.
Some of the.
I gotta say, they were pretty tasty, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get the right seasonings in there. You can almost make any hot dog taste good. Thank you for the call. Allison.
Yay.
Your life is white trash, newsflash.
So my uncle lives in southern Colorado and has a pickup truck, and there's not a lot of drinking enforcement down there. So this is like a couple of years ago, but he hit a fence post while he was drinking, and it wasn't even a fence post. It was like a cement post. The truck broke down. They decided to just leave it as like a monument to the the incident. And so the post is still knocked over. The truck is still there. And they tried to turn it into like a flower.
Oh my God. That's so classic.
This is our Mount Rushmore monument to our.
The homage to DUIs.
Exactly.
That is.
The truck is even.
And there's no HOAs, right? So no one's going to stop you from just leaving a busted truck in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, exactly.
That is.
A little trashy. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for the call, Allison. Tony.
Yay.
Your live is White Trash Newsflash.
I grew up in about a 2,000-person hick town in southern Arizona. We would keep a bunch of stray cats around our house to protect us from rattlesnakes.
Oh, wow.
So every once in a while, we would run low on cats, as you can imagine why.
Because the snakes would kill them?
Oh, yeah. They'd kill each other. And my so when we'd run low, my stepbrother named Bubba, who ran the local trailer park, would take a stray cat hunting in a trailer park using a giant net.
What? This is so
We'd take him back to our house, have some more stray cats. We do that every couple of years.
Big old fishing net, and we're running around.
Hey, Bubba, get in the truck. It's time to go cat hunting.
Let me lock up my mobile home village first before we go.
That is, it doesn't get much more white trash than that.
Right,
that
Tony,
is awesome.
You rock, man.
Thank you. I didn't even know that was a thing. Megan?
Yay.
White trash newsflash, you are. What happened?
So it wasn't me, but I witnessed it in Georgia.
Okay.
We were at the marina, and this family with a young son comes up onto the dock, and they bring a live shark with them.
What? A live shark?
A live shark. And they're holding it, and they're taking pictures of it, and then they cut the top fin off and throw it back in the ocean.
They cut its dorsal fin off?
And then...
Yep, and just put the fin in a cooler and threw the shark back in the ocean.
With the shark still alive?
I mean, I would assume not for long.
It's just going to bleed out.
Right.
What is... What?
Did
why?
You call the cops or somebody? Or
shark control? I don't know who you call, but...
The marina owner told me that it was very common in that part of Georgia.
Dang. Okay.
They're just accepting of their culture, I guess. That is awful.
It is the most whitest, trashest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
And that's your trophy then?
I guess.
You hang that up in your house, you got the dorsal fin and...
Huh.
Wow.
Apparently shark fin soup is a thing.
Wow. Shark fin soup. All right, thank you, Megan. I guess... Becca.
Hi.
Well, how are you, White Trash Newsflash?
So I live in a school bus, and it's still painted yellow. And here in Colorado, it's going to get real cold. So we've been trying to figure out how to skirt the bus around the outside. And our neighbor gave us some garage door paneling. And so we've been putting garage door panels around the bottom of our yellow school bus.
Heck yeah, have.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It definitely, it looks pretty rad.
Yeah. I'm going to give you Steve's address. I want you to park it
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.